May Allah heal you from whatever pain you are suffering from. May Allah heal you from whatever pain you are suffering from.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen wa salatu wa salamu ala khatamin nabiyyin. Amma ba'd, fa'audhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله
Welcome back viewers of Madani channel to your weekly program of spiritual cures, which you'll only find on Madani channel. So without wasting further time, first we will welcome our Muballigh Dawati Islami, who's in the studio with us to give us the Ruhani Ilaj. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi.
How are you, Adil bhai?
Alhamdulillah.
MashaAllah. MashaAllah. Nice of you to join us. Jazakallahu khaira. Taking time out and joining us in the program. Without further delay, I'd just like to mention one of the benefits of reciting durood and salam upon the best of creation, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Whoever recited salat upon me 10 times during the day and 10 times during the night will attain my intercession on the day of judgment.
Subhanallah.
Sallu ala al-habib.
Sallallahu
alayhi wa sallam. Jidil bhai, you ready?
Labbaik.
Assalamu alaikum.
Walaikum
assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. My mother's name is, I would like to check if I have been affected with evil eye or magic, etc. So we'll send this on to have the istikhara done. We'll see what the istikhara replies, and then you can give the ruhani ilaj accordingly,
inshallah,
according to the reply, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum assalam.
I found your number from your website. So those of you who are not familiar with Dawat Islami's website, it is www.dawatislami.net. And so if you haven't visited as of yet, then do visit. And you'll find a host of things there, including a Ruhani Ilaj department as well. I found your number from your website. Lately, I've been going through a tough time. I've been married for approximately 3 years. Nothing seems to be going right for me. And I had a nightmare, basically, and that scared me even more. So can you do istikhara for me, and also if I can get a Ruhani Ilaj from you as well? No code name. I was just checking if there's any code name, but there's no code name. Jidil bhai. So I'll send this on to get istikhara done, and inshallah Adil bhai will give us some spiritual cure in regards to this, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum
assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I had some very important documents at home which seem to have disappeared. Can you please give me something to read so I can find them, and also please make dua that I find them because they're very important.
Labbaik, inshallah.
So lost documents, Adil bhai.
Indeed.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum
assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Can I request an istikhara? My name is, my mother's name is struggling to get a job, and I'm in two minds about starting a business.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like everything I do doesn't seem to go correct, so I'm struggling to make my mind which way shall I go. If you can help me in regards to this, struggling to manage things, health is also a bit of an issue as well. Jidil bhai, so a bit of a mixture there of problems. May Allah Azzawajal make things easy for you, whether you are working or whether you're wanting to start a business. If you do start your own business, inshallah, the istikhara will get done, and we'll give you the reply if it is good for you. to start your own business or whether to continue in regards to your job. But whatever you do, may Allah grant you ease and blessings and increase in your sustenance and grant you harmony and ease of your mind, etc. And relieve the problems and struggles that you are going through, inshallah. Give you one more, inshallah. And then we'll let you try to get them out. Okay, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Can I request a ruhani ilaj in regards to kidney stone problem?
Labbaik.
Kidney stone problem. Nilwai, you?
Ji, labbaik, Aisab.
Okay.
Regarding Aisab, if somebody's have issues, as obviously they mentioned, regarding istihara, obviously, until the istihara replies come. I'll mention the one wazifa for the evil eye. If sometime obviously the person seem to think that it's evil eye affected, that's why I'm having the problem or the magic. But it's very easy and simple way to get rid of an evil eye or protect yourself. Inshallah, with that, hopefully everything will be okay. I'll mention the one thing, which is when you get out from the house, you read it, hopefully you will be protected from all calamities, inshallah. Bismillah tawakkaltu ala Allah la hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi al-aliyyi al-azim. So whenever you get up from the house, just read this once, inshallah, you will be protected from any difficulties, any type of calamities, inshallah. And second one, somebody's have a problem. They mentioned obviously 3 years they've been married and still they're facing the too many trouble. I'll mention the one thing, inshallah, Zawajal. If you try to do those, hopefully with that, inshallah, Zawajal, everything will be okay in the house as well. Just get Lahori Nimak, which is a pink salt we call our language, in English language. You can get the pink salt from any Asian shop, mostly Asian shop. Why am we saying it? Because it's local, so you can get it from there. So after the Jummah prayer, sit down and read 10 times Durood-e Pak. Any Durood-e Pak you can read it, and 1001 time Ya Wadudu, Ya Wadudu, Ya Wadudu. And then on the end 10 time again Durood-e Pak, blow in the salt and use that salt at home. Whenever you cook something, just use that salt. Inshallah, Zawajal, the whole house will be love each other. Inshallah, Zawajal. Yes, Gumshuda. I think so. They mentioned that they lost important documents, which is they need to obviously found as soon as possible. So one wazifa, which is you read abundantly, meaning until you found it, just keep reading it. Inshallah, Zawajal, with that, you will found something wherever you lost it. Ya Rabbi Musa, Ya Rabbi Kareem, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. So just keep reading it, recite it, and try to find it as well in the house. Inshallah, Zawajal, with this wazifa, you will found wherever you lost, inshallah.
Subhanallah. Ya Rabbi Musa, Ya Rabbi Kareem, Bismillahir
Rahmanir Rahim.
So recite this continuously in abundance.
Whilst you're looking,
inshallah. So try this, inshallah. May Allah make it easy for you and you find the documents wherever you put them. Another means is like if you sit and think where you put them, and then sometimes you forget where you put them. So when you think, concentrate. Also, another Madani pearl you can say is that recite Durood Sharif, and that inshallah helps you remember what you've forgotten.
Inshallah.
So recite the Durood Sharif in abundance as well whilst you're thinking. So before you start the wazifa, what you can do is also sit down and think first. Keep reciting the Durood Sharif and think, ponder over where you put your documents or whatever that you've lost. And inshallah, if Allah wills, you'll remember where you actually put it.
Inshallah.
That's one option. And then the other option, alhamdulillah, which Adil Bhai has given us all one option, or you can do both of them. And then the other option, which Adil Bhai has mentioned, where you recite the Durood Sharif before and after, and then abundantly recite the spiritual cure that has been given. And inshallah, if Allah wills, you will find your documents.
Inshallah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum
assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. An istikhara request, please. Mother's name is Okay, so basically they're trying to get, it doesn't mention how they're related, but for somebody's marriage, wherever they try to get them married, something happens and, you know, it breaks off, or it doesn't, you know, get, it doesn't reach completion,
it doesn't get
married, so the whole family is upset in regards to this. Please don't mention name, which we won't do. You have given us a code name, mashallah, Madina 1212. So inshallah, we will mention this. We won't mention names anyway. So when we actually give the istikhara replies, we will mention your code name or your code number. And then inshallah, you will know that this reply is for yourself, inshallah. I'll just send this on to the majlis so they can do the istikhara. And inshallah, the reply will be mentioned. Couple of more, Adil bhai, if I can just mention. So we are going through them then as well. Okay. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam.
I require a ruhani ilaj for head related issues. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Can I have a wazifa for depression, if it's possible?
Allah.
Of course it's possible, inshallah. That's what we're here for. Depression, Adil bhai. Just one more and then I'll let you try to find these, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum
assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Please, can I have a wazifa for heart disease? Allah will grant you cure. Inshallah, we'll let Adil bhai take something out for you, inshallah. May Allah grant you cure through the means. Do carry on with any medication that you are taking. But inshallah, we will provide you a spiritual cure. Put this into practice as well. And if Allah wills, inshallah, you will gain cure.
Ji, ji, labbaik aisab. Inshallah, regarding job, they couldn't find a job, or they have a struggling, obviously, with the job, or try to find the business. One wazifa aisab is very beautiful, which is, I'm going to mention it, and try to do that every day, daily, inshallah, you will find the job. And I'll mention regarding business, if you think in the few businesses, then better is do istikhara first, which business is better for you, then take the decision. So inshallah, with that, you will get success as well. So wazifa is Ya Latifu, Ya Latifu, Ya Latifu, 182 times with Salatul Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam before and after once, then do dua for the good job. Inshallah, you will find the good job. Kidney issue, kidney stone, kidney pains, very, very beautiful wazifa and simple as well. You can do it, or anybody can do it for you. Inshallah, recite Surah Alam Nashrah 7 times after reading Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Each time, and Salatul Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, once before and after, then blow it on your pain area. Whichever kidney you have issues, just blow it on that. If you can't, then blow it on the hand and rub it over on that area. Inshallah, your kidney pain will be get relieved. Regarding headache, migraine issues, or brain problems, if anybody's have an issue regarding that, one spiritual cure, inshallah, just write it down, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, on the piece of paper, plain paper, and then make a ta'weez, fold it, and then put it on your head wherever you have a problem, pain, or if you seem to think that just general seem to think that there is brain issues, just wear it on the head, inshallah, your brain, your headache, everything will be get clear, inshallah, with that. Depression is one of common illness as well. So may Allah cure every single person who have a depression. So our Amir Ahle Sunan, Alhamdulillah, they're blessing us as well. And you guys can watch on the TV. So they give us a depression cure as well, Alhamdulillah. For the depression, Alhamdulillah, our Amir Ahle Sunan, Damat Barakatum Laliya, give us a very beautiful method. And if you do that, hopefully with that, inshallah, all depression will be get clear as well, inshallah. When you have a depression, perform wudu immediately. Inshallah, it's intensely will decrease. Moreover, recite Surah Al-Ikhlas, Qul Huwallahu Ahad. Complete Surah with Durood Sharif before and after. Blow on water and drink it. So simple method, if you do it, inshallah, with that, your depression will be get cleared, inshallah. Yes, so regarding heart issue, heart disease, heart problems, it's sometime obviously person when they heard it and it feels that they have some sort of serious issue. So may Allah give them a cure. Just a very healthy and very beautiful wazifa, I'll mention it, inshallah, and anybody can do that, inshallah.
Sure.
Recite Surah Yaseen at any time of the day, blow on an apple and then eat it on empty stomach, inshallah, any heart disease will be get cured, inshallah.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
My code is Chambeli. Okay, so they're given a code, but it's actually for a spiritual cure. It's not for istikhara. Yes, but inshallah, I'll still make a note of it and I'll write it down, inshallah. So, code is Chambeli. So, I'll mention Chambeli and then we'll give them the spiritual cure. My mother has cancer. May Allah grant her a complete cure, whether it's through the means of the medication that they're taking or anything that they're eating, they're consuming, or through the air, even the air that they're breathing, Allah can grant cure just like that without any means. But may Allah grant them cure through any means and elevate their ranks due to the suffering that they are going through. Inshallah, Adil bhai, so this brother sent a message that their mother has cancer. He has... okay, so I think they want istikhara as well, sorry. So I will forward it on as istikhara as well. So they've sent name and mother's name. The code name is Chambeli. I've taken a note of the mother is suffering from cancer. So if you can take a wazifa out for that as well.
Inshallah.
Because they have requested, please give us something to read as well.
Okay,
so we'll do the istikhara as well and we'll also give you a wazifa, inshallah.
If you make yourself stronger, inshallah, azzawajal, you will get rid of this illness as well with Allah's will, inshallah, azzawajal. We recite above blessed verse 2022, meaning 2022 times, with Salatul Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam 11 times before and 11 times after, and blow onto the cancer patient. Also, you can blow this on the medicine, water, whatever they're eating, blow it and give it to them. Inshallah, they will get cured. And I'm going to mention it here. You can contact with our Ruhani Eli stall and get the cancer, the tawizat as well, and plates. Inshallah, with that, they will get cured.
Can I mention a few more?
Jiji, labbaik, sir.
Okay. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum
assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. My cousin feels like someone is in the room but doesn't see anyone.
Allah.
Sometimes she gets scared. Can I have a wazifa for this, please?
Allah bayk, inshallah.
So, fear?
Ji.
Another one. Is there a wazifa for a newborn baby who has stomach ache?
Allah bayk, inshallah.
So, stomach ache for newborn baby. May Allah Azza wa Jal grant the baby cure.
Okay.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum
assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Any wazifa for high cholesterol? Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Can I have a spiritual cure for sciatica in the legs?
Inshallah.
This is like nerve pain. Adil bhai, you're familiar? Are you familiar? Okay.
Jee.
That's fine. Like nerve pain in the legs. I'll let you carry on with them. I'll see. I think I've received some replies from the istikhara department. So I'll start mentioning because we have crossed the last quarter of the program. So I'll just start mentioning the istikhara replies. Okay, this was the second istikhara. I found the second one first, so I'll mention this. The second istikhara reply which we received was of a test. I think it was in regards to the request was in regards to where they found the, our contact number from the website. Been married 3 years and nothing seems to be going right. Everything seems to be going wrong. And they're having problems, etc. and difficulty. So there's no evil eye, no magic or anything like that. The indication in the istikhara is of azmaish, of a test. Inshallah, I'll get Adil Bhai to give us a wazifa for any of the replies before we conclude, inshallah, for replies of azmaish, inshallah. Adil Bhai, if you can take a note. So inshallah, we'll give you that all in one go. But may Allah grant you steadfastness. Keep reciting the wazifa, inshallah. May Allah bring this period of test for you to an end soon. May Allah grant you peace and blessings and harmony and peace of mind, inshallah, at home. Jidil Bhai, and the second istikhara reply is also a reply of azmaish. This was where somebody was wanted to have checked whether they're suffering from evil eye or whether somebody has done magic on them. There's no indication of evil eye, magic, etc. The istikhara reply has come of azmaish as a test. And remember this test, you know, when we mentioned that this is azmaish and it's a test, it's not somebody, because automatically people's mind goes, oh, well, somebody's sent this test upon me. Nobody sent the test upon you. This is a test by Allah Azza wa Jal. And remember that the beloveds of the Creator are tested through different means, whether it's means of problems, whether it's means of difficulties, whether it's means of illnesses, etc. But Allah Azza wa Jal tests His beloveds, and nobody is free from this. Even the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam were tested through means as well. So the beloveds are tested, so don't worry. You know, Allah is testing you, and these are means of raising your ranks. So try to show patience, try to be patient and steadfast upon your patience, and do ask from Allah Azza wa Jal, and inshallah Azza wa Jal, He will give. And inshallah, we will give you a wazifa. Inshallah, do follow that as well. If you do have a Ruhani Ilaj stall in your locality, then by all means visit your Ruhani Ilaj stall, and you can gain an amulet for this reason as well. Inshallah, as well. And remember, all the services of Ruhani Ilaj department are totally free. So don't contact somebody, or don't either say, don't do a wrong number. And end up paying somebody. But from time to time, we do get these messages where somebody is being charged X amount of money for doing istikhara or for X, Y, Z. So remember, Ruhani Ilaj department of Dawat-e-Islam is totally, services are totally free. Ji Adil Bhai.
Yes,
a few more, I think.
Diabetes, somebody's have a diabetes, it's a very beautiful method and wazifa, which is you can do it daily. Inshallah, with that, your diabetes will be get cured, inshallah. So recite this dua before and after Durood e Pak 3 times in the morning and 3 times in the evening daily. Inshallah, with that, your diabetes will be cured. For Islamic sisters, if they have a special days, and then they shouldn't read first qul wa qul. They shouldn't read this if they do this wazifa. So avoid wa qul.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. And in regards to this, there's something which is given at the Ruhani Ilaj stalls in regards to this. I know this seems, it's a very common problem, diabetes. And a lot of people, even to the degree that they get to insulin, jabs, etc. But this particular spiritual cure is very tried and tested. We have had people who were, insulin, intakers. They used to have to take insulin injections, and they put this into practice. There's this, and there's also another amal that is with this, and it's where the large cardamom, bari ilachi, and you need to take the small black seeds out of. You remember, you have two types of cardamom. There's the small green one, which is usually used for putting into tea
or
for essence, or it's even also put into rice as well.
Yes.
But mainly it's used for tea, for essence. But we're not talking about the small cardamom. We're talking about the large cardamom, which is in black. And that's the one which usually goes in your pilau rice, in your salune chawal, as they say in our language.
Or mostly the takeaway restaurant guys,
they use it in like some handis, curries as well.
Handis, yes.
Ji. But mainly you find the large black cardamom in your rice. It's usually in your mixed masala. So it's that cardamom that you need to take. And you'll take few of the small black seeds from there, and you need to consume so many. But this actual slip is available from your Ruhani large stall. So do contact your nearest Ruhani large stall. You can get the Vazifa, the spiritual cure, which Adil Bhai has just mentioned as well. And it also gives you this cardamom seeds amal as well. But believe this is very tried and tested, and people who were insulin intakers have actually come off their insulin due to this Ruhani ilaj.
Subhanallah.
Ji, so give it a go, inshallah. If Allah wills, you will be cured.
Inshallah.
Ji,
regarding stroke, if somebody have a stroke, Surah Wattin, just get a metal plate or steel plate, flat one is better. So write it down full Surah Wattin on the plate and give it to the patient who have a stroke. They have to obviously look eye, and then you can put the water in that same plate and give it to them to drink it. Inshallah, with that stroke illness pain will be cured, inshallah. And then you can contact with the nearest Dawat Islamis Tawizati Atariya stall as well. Inshallah, they will give some tawizat as well.
SubhanAllah. Istikhara reply, code name Medina 1212. Code name Medina 1212. This istikhara reply is for yourself. And your istikhara was in regards to the rishta issue. Can we have a vazifa for this as well?
Deal, please, inshallah. Yeah?
So it was regarding some family member that whenever you try to get them married off, something happens and it doesn't conclude, either breaks, etc., during the before the contract is complete, etc. So in regards to this, the istikhara has come back. There's no evil eye, no kind of hindrance or something's done, any kind of blockage or anything, or any types of magic, etc. The istikhara reply has come back as waqti azmaish, as a temporary test. May Allah make it easy for you, inshallah. Adil Bhai will give us a vazifa in regards to marriage and those who are finding it difficult to get married, inshallah, as well as the vazifa which will be given for all the replies that have come back as maish. So do take these on board, inshallah. May Allah grant you success and get you happily married soon.
Ameen. Yes, regarding pain, they have, I think, so body pain or neck pain, as Aizab, you mentioned as well. So
really, I was feeling a bit of neck pain today. So
if somebody's
looking forward to this one.
Subhanallah. If somebody's have a pain, it's alhamdulillah, a simple wazifa as well, this one. If you have a pain or any discomfort in the body, place the right hand on the affected area and recite Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim 3 times, and then recite the dua 7 times. A'udhu billahi wa qudratihi min sharri ma ajidu wa uhadhiru. So this dua, just recite it, put your right hand on the pain, and then recite this 7 times with Bismillah Sharif as well. Inshallah, the pain will get relieved, inshallah. Yes, regarding stomach issue, they mentioned for the newborn baby. I'll mention with the experience I had, obviously, 3 kids as well. So sometime when the newborn baby is born, they have a wind in the stomach. Obviously, they came in this world, and the wind, when they drink in the milk, wind created in the stomach. So it makes pain. So try with the doctor as well. And they sometimes give the medicines for this cure. Inshallah, they will get cured. So the mother can read Ya Salamu 111 times, blow on the water and drink it. If the mother gives the milk, her own milk, then it's fine. If not, then if they're given the other milk, then blow this on the milk and give it to the baby, inshallah. With that, the baby's pain will be get cured, inshallah.
Ji, I was just waiting. There was one istikhara reply that I was waiting for.
I'll give the marriage wazifa if you...
Yeah, if you give the marriage wazifa, okay, yeah, the replies come as well. I'll let you, I'll just mention the... Okay, the istikhara reply I was waiting for, the code name was Jambeli. Yeah, I didn't come through, and I was like waiting. The code name is Jambeli. Jambeli, and it was regarding the person who sent in, their mother suffering from cancer. You did give a spiritual cure. I hope you took a note of that. So do continue your medication, but also take on that spiritual cure on board. The istikhara reply has come back as a means of illness. May Allah grant them a complete cure from this illness. Do visit your nearest Ruhani Ilaj stall. There is a particular amal that we give out at the Ruhani Ilaj stall, which is for cancer. And alhamdulillah, many patients have been cured from this deadly illness of cancer. So don't be disheartened. Do make dua in the court of Allah as well. Carry on with the medication. Do the Ruhani Ilaj that we've given you, and do visit your nearest Ruhani Ilaj stall. It does bring us to the end of the program. We need to wrap up here now. Sallu ala al-habib.
Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Sallallahu.
May Allah heal you from whatever pain you are suffering from. May Allah heal you from whatever.